episode.
This call is being recorded.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we honor you, we bless you, we praise you, we thank you for your word, Father. We are excited when it comes to you, when it comes to your word. We pray now, Spirit of the living God, you are the teacher, and we know that it's you and you alone that speaks clearly to your people. And so, Lord, as we get into your word, as we posture ourselves for prayer, to pray the word, we ask now that the spirit of wisdom and revelation knowledge would be ours. We believe, we receive it, and we thank you for your word. We declare your word. It is so. And all God's people said amen and amen. Again, people of God, I want to encourage you to get some people on these calls for this particular series, because everybody is crying out for deliverance, but everybody don't have understanding concerning deliverance. Hallelujah. Who's going to be my reader this morning? Amen. Brother Ronnie, you going to be my reader? Are you available? Because I know work and everything.
Yeah, but I'm going to be in and out, but I would love to read. Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. just in case Ronnie's not, Sister Teresa, will you take over if Ronnie can't?
Yes, I will.
All right. Praise the Lord. All right, people of God, let's get into this deliverance series. Again, today I'm just laying the foundation, so it's going to be very basic but powerful. Amen. If you got your Bible, I want you to go to two passages of scripture, John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32, and then we're going to go to John 17, verse 17. John 8, 31 and 32, and John 17, 17. I want you to write these scriptures down. Because, again, at the end, I want you to begin to go back and meditate on them yourself. Because next week, before I teach, I'm going to ask questions, amen, concerning what you're learning. So I want everyone to have the mindset, I'm in school. I'm in the school of the Spirit, amen. And so this is the time of you not only having knowledge of the Word, but you have an understanding of the Word, amen. There's a lot of people got knowledge of the word, but they don't have understanding. And listen, you can't have knowledge for the purpose of application, but when you have understanding, it's easier to apply. Did y'all hear what I just said? When you have understanding of the scripture, it's easier for you to put into operation. Okay. See, a lot of people have knowledge of the word, but they still don't know how to carry out the word. But when you have understanding, oh my God, the simplicity of being obedient to what God is speaking to you becomes priority. John chapter 8 and verse 31, Brother Ronnie, hallelujah, glory to God. I want you to read verse 31 and 32 and then drop, all the way to verse 36. Just read John chapter 8, 31, all the way to verse 36.
Hallelujah. Then Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage to any man. How do you say, you shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever commits sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abides not in the house forever, but the son abides forever.
Oh, don't miss that.
If the son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed.
All right, read verse 34 through 36 one more time. I need you to see something. Then we'll go to John 17. People, God, stay with me.
Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever commits sin is the servant of sin. Whoever commits sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abides not in the house forever, but the son abides ever. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed.
Now, stop right there. Before you go to John 17, verse 17, I need to put this mark in for understanding purpose. Again, remember, everything that Jesus did, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, is still under the old covenant. I want you to write that. Everything that Jesus, so when Jesus is speaking here, he's speaking from a point of fulfilling old covenant. Because one of the reasons why that is important to understand is because, remember, the church did not become established until the book of Acts. Why? Because when Jesus was speaking here, he has not yet went to the cross. He has not yet died for our sins. So the price of sin has not yet been paid. Do you understand what I just said? The price of sin. Jesus is saying something concerning sin that is going to be a future thing. That this is actually a prophetic thing that Jesus is speaking here, because he's going to eventually go to the cross and actually pay for the sin that he is saying the people are in bondage to, who are a slave of. Did you get that? He's going to pay the price for it, but he's making a statement. Remember, Jesus makes a statement before he actually goes to the cross. Now, this is very important. Now, go to John chapter 17, verse 17. We're coming back here, and so I need you to stay with me. John chapter 17, verse 17.
John 17, 17, it says, sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth. Sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth.
One more time.
Sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth.
Now, I need everyone to say, sanctify them by your truth.
Sanctify them by your truth.
Sanctify them
Notice
by your
what
truth.
He says. He says, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Everybody say, the word is truth.
The word is truth.
Come on, say it again. Say, the word is truth.
The word,
is truth.
So Jesus defines something. Now go back, because we finna make a connection. We got to see the connection. John chapter 8, verse 31 and 20 and 32. Brother Ronnie, one more time. Notice the connection. We're going to see the connection. John chapter 8, 31 and 32.
Then Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Hiya.
Verse 32.
And you, new creation, you, hallelujah. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Hallelujah.
Now, pay attention, because we're going to go somewhere. Again, remember, the word disciple means a disciplined follower, right? The word disciple means a disciplined follower. So we just read in John chapter 17, he says, sanctify them. The word sanctify means, hagios means separate, set apart. Sanctify them by your word. Your word is truth. And then Jesus tells in John 8:32 that if you abide in my word, you are my disciple, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So the truth here he is dealing with is connection to what?
The word.
Come on, this is a dialogue concerning what?
The word. The living word.
The word. The word is the foundation to the truth, which means if you're dealing with truth, if you're going to know the truth about anything concerning God, it's going to come how?
By the word.
It's going to come by the word. The word is the truth. Everybody say, the word is the truth.
The word is the truth.
Okay. Now, let's get into what the Spirit of God wants to communicate to us this morning. This morning, we are dealing with the series, the title, Concerning Deliverance. I want you to write this down. Deliverance. A destined and determined desire. I'm going to say it again. You better get this. Deliverance. A destined and determined desire. Everybody say that with me. Deliverance.
A destined and determined desire.
Absolutely. A destined, which means it has to do with destiny. Everybody say determined.
Determined.
Everybody say desire.
Desire.
Amen. So it is a destined and determined desire. Again, the Bible tells us that Jesus says in Psalm 37, verse, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you what the desires of your heart.
Right.
So the desire is those who are what? Who have been destined. Now, this is the thing I want you to understand. Listen, people, God, please pay attention to what I'm about to say. When you understand, not when you just have knowledge of, when you understand what has been destined for you and your life, it becomes in you a determined desire. Holy Spirit, I pray that you open up the people's understanding. Listen, when you understand, everybody say, when I understand.
When I understand.
When you understand, not just have knowledge of, there's people who have knowledge of something. When you understand what has been destined for you and for your life, what you have been destined for you and your life, it becomes in you. It becomes in you a determined desire, which means it begins in you. Oh,
yeah.
God, don't miss it. It begins in you before it begins for you.
Yeah.
Do you hear what I just said? It starts in you before it happens for you, which means God has already determined to put something in you even before you desire it. It's all, oh God, it's already, the work has already begun in you. Because you got to understand, God, Jesus is the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. God already ends the thing even before he begins it. He already knows the outcome of it. And when when he brings you into understanding of it, he's now going to reveal to you the outcome. This is in regard to what? Your deliverance. Everybody say, my deliverance begins in me before it starts with me. Now, when you understand what has been destined for you, it becomes in you a determined desire. Well, listen, which causes your faith to declare you have what is purpose. It causes your faith, what's determined for you, it causes your faith, write this down, to declare what is purpose. In other words, once it has been destined and determined, something that God's placed on it, your faith will actually declare it. Your faith will declare what is purpose. So once, oh God, don't, I'm going somewhere. Once your faith declare it, it becomes purpose. Once your faith declare it, once your faith declare it, faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Once I declare something, it becomes purpose for me. Now, why is this so important to understand? Therefore, what causes your faith to declare what you have is purpose. Therefore, it manifests or materializes, here you go, not just because you desire it, but because you what? Declared it.
All right.
I'm going to let that sink in. You better get this.
By faith, yeah.
The manifestation, listen, the manifestation, we're dealing with manifestation now because there's too many people crying out for deliverance and they're wondering why it hasn't manifest or materialized. Why is this important? Why? Because they don't understand that it manifests or materializes not just because you desire it. It manifests because you declare it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Everybody say, I can't just desire something without declaring it.
Right.
There's people, oh God, deliver me. Oh God, see, there's, oh God, deliver me. Oh God, deliver me. And God sees that as a desire. Your cry, oh God, don't, I'm about to go deep, people. Just because you cry out to God for deliverance, it's not a declaration, it's a desire. I'm going to show you what declaring it is. Oh, glory to God. Remember, we just said the word is true. Amen. Listen, so when you declare the truth, declare the word, that is what you're declaring. You are have to declare the very promise of it. You have to actually declare the promise of it, not just the desire for it. You can't just cry for the desire of, God, I want to be delivered. That's not declaring it. That's a desire.
Right.
So if that's the case, here go. That means your mouth plays the major part of your deliverance, not just your desire.
And then understanding, too.
Your mouth, listen, your mouth plays the major part of your deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody say, my mouth plays the major part of my deliverance.
My mouth plays the major part of my deliverance.
Not just my desire. Everybody say, not just my desire.
Not just my desire.
So I could desire something, but if I don't declare it out of my mouth, then guess what? It cannot manifest or materialize. There are many who desire for deliverance for the believer, but it must be a verbal declaration. Okay, let's go to the text. Let's get into the word now. Let's go to 2 Samuel 22, verse 1 through 20. Okay, now we finna go in deeper waters. I need you to stay with me. 2 Samuel. Chapter 22. Oh, my Lord. Now, did y'all hear what I just said? Before we move on, I need you to get this. Everybody say with me again, I must declare it and not just desire it.
I must declare it and not just desire it.
Amen.
Okay. Now, that was
2 Samuel. What? Somebody got something to say? What was that?
Yes,
2 Samuel.
2 Samuel chapter 22, beginning at verse 1 through 20.
1 through 20, got it. Okay.
Praise the Lord.
2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 1 through 20. Hallelujah.
And while you read, I'm going to tell you to stop at a certain time because I need you to see something here. Okay, go ahead, Brother Ronnie. I want you to read 1 and 2. I want you to start read at verse 1 and 2. I want you to pause for a minute, and then I want you to finish reading because I need the people to grab this revelation.
Okay. Amen. And David spoke unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer.
Stop right there. Go back and read that again. Oh, y'all better see what, ooh, my Lord, this is good. Go back and read that part again. Look what it says.
And David spoke unto the Lord. Hallelujah. And David spoke unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer.
Mm. Go ahead. Keep reading now. That's where the good, y'all.
The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my savior. You saved me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies.
Wow.
When the waves of death compassed me, the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of heaven moved and shook because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth, devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet.
Wow.
Go on.
And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. And he was seen upon the wings of the wind, and he made darkness pavilions round about him, dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. Through the brightness before him were coals of fire kindled. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. And he sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning, and discomfited them,
Wow.
And the channels of the sea appeared. The foundations of the world were discovered at the rebuking of the Lord, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy them that hated me. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity. But the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me. Because he delighted in me. Hallelujah.
Oh, listen. You got to stop right there and just take a praise break right there. I'm telling you, sometimes people of God, listen, you can get delivered just reading your Bible. Did y'all hear what I said? You can get delivered just by reading your Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, before you even, I'm telling you, my bishop always said, man, read the Bible. It's a good book. It really is. I'm telling you, this is a picture of your God bringing absolute deliverance. Now, let's go back up to verse 1 and 2 again, Brother Ronnie. Verse 1 and 2. Stay with me, people of God. Come on. We going somewhere.
And David spoke unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer.
Stop right there. Now listen. This is David. The Bible says, David spoke the word of this song on the day. Everybody say, on the day the Lord delivered him.
God delivered him.
He said it on the day, which means, here you go. So in this passage, what we see is two important actions we see from King David. Okay? Number one, what he desires is what he declares out of his mouth. What he declares is considered by God as a faith statement. I'm going to say it again. what David declares, because remember, he didn't just have a desire. He declared it, because the Bible says he said, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. He said this. Everybody say, he said this.
He said this.
Amen. So what he declared is considered by God as a faith statement. Now, this is part I need you to grab this, because there are some things that's come out of your mouth. How does God consider it? How is what you're declaring, does God consider it a faith statement? Remember, because the word is what? It's truth, right?
Right.
It's only a faith statement if it is a word of truth. Because we said in John chapter 8:31, it has to be why? Because faith must be in the word. Faith has to be connected to the word. So whatever you're declaring doesn't line up with the word. Amen? So what he declares is considered by God a faith statement. Now, this is one of the reasons why. Because, listen to this, because it speaks in a present tense. It speaks in a what? Present tense. He says, the Lord is my deliverer. That's not past. That's not future. That's present. That's right now. So what you're declaring, whatever you're declaring concerning your deliverance, it must be a faith present statement. Write that down. It must be a faith present statement. You can't say, well, one day the Lord is going to deliver me. That's not faith. Oh, God, y'all missing what I'm saying?
Yes, you do.
You can't say, well, the Lord is going to come one day. The Lord one day is going to deliver me. That's not faith to God. That's a desire. And that's more connected to hope. It's not faith. And you're crying out to God, wondering why there hasn't been a materialization or a manifestation, because you're in hope. You ain't in faith. Because you're speaking future. You ain't speaking present. It must be right now. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying?
Yep.
So notice in verse 1, the Bible says he spoke these words in the day. Everybody say he spoke these words in the day.
He spoke these words in the day.
Listen. He spoke in the day the Lord delivered. In the day the Lord delivered him. Now, this is the thing I want you to understand. The word day there, the word day, is the Hebrew word yomeh. Y-O-M-E. Yomeh is the Hebrew word, which means this. The word yomeh in the Hebrew, it means this. A space of time. Write this down. A space of time associated in line with purpose. I'm going to give you time to write that down. A space of time associated in line with purpose. One more time. A space of time, the word day there is the word yomeh, which means a space of time associated in line with purpose. Let's go to verse 20. Look at verse 20 again. It says in verse 20, he also brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Whenever David spoke, he will always speak in a present tense what the Lord has already doing, is doing now. And because he was speaking in a present reality, it called God to respond. And what? God, if you study your Bible carefully, the day that David cried out was the day he got delivered.
Amen.
It wasn't 2 or 3 weeks later. It wasn't a month later. It was right then and there. When David declared it, God began to come down. God began to respond immediately.
Immediately, that's right.
Come on, God began to respond immediately. Okay, let's go deeper. Let's go to Isaiah 61. Let's go to Isaiah 61. Don't forget what I just read. The word day means a space of time associated in line with purpose. Did everyone write that down? A space of time associated, here go, in line with purpose, which means your declaration, whatever you're declaring, it has to be in line with purpose.
Is that is Isaiah 5:1?
We're gonna go to Isaiah 61 verse 1 next.
Is
but
that
I need
five
you to,
or six?
Is, huh?
Isaiah 5:1, because it's not clear to me. Is
no, Isaiah 61. Let's go
61.
To Isaiah 61. Okay. Isaiah 61.
Got it.
Okay, so again, everybody say, a space of time associated with purpose.
A space of time associated with purpose.
So what is God saying here? God's saying your declaration of what your declaration has to be in line with purpose, what God has already purposed in order for God to consider as faith. Remember, the word purpose means, it's the Greek word prothesis, which means that which has been established beforehand. In other words, before you got into the mess, before the situation happened. That's purpose. God had already established something before you got into it.
Right.
So when you start declaring, your declaration has to be in line with purpose, which means there has to be, oh, don't miss it, there has to be some understanding of this.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't have understanding of this, you will declare stuff that's a myth. You will miss the mark every time.
Right.
In other words, oh, God, I feel the Holy Ghost now. When you start declaring, your words has to be like an arrow. It has to hit the mark.
Right.
It has to hit the target. Everybody say, my words got to hit the target.
My words got to hit the target.
Which means this. The only way your words is going to hit the target in regard to your deliverance is you got to have understanding of what you're declaring. You have to have understanding of what you're declaring, not just knowledge. You can't just have Bible knowledge of it. You got to have understanding of Bible knowledge. You have to have understanding of truth.
That's right.
So God now is upgrading you. Oh, God, I feel the Holy Ghost again. God is upgrading you from just having knowledge of Scripture to understanding of truth. There's a difference between people who have knowledge of Scripture and people who have understanding of truth.
Right.
Servants have knowledge of Scripture, but sons have understanding of truth. I'm going to say it again. Servants have knowledge of Scripture, but sons have understanding of truth.
Mm-hmm.
See, in this season, God is going to define now who has just knowledge of Scripture and who have understanding of Scripture. Because people who have knowledge of Scripture, they will be crying out Scriptures and wonder why they haven't been delivered. And listen, it's not just because of sin. It's not just because of the devil. Because let me tell you something, people. The devil that's holding back your deliverance, he's already defeated.
That's right. Come on.
I say he's already defeated.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So guess what? When you are declaring something, you have to declare in line with purpose, which means I have to declare something knowing that the devil is already defeated. Not that when I cry, God is going to deliver me from the enemy. No, he's not. When you cry out to God, the God doesn't defeat the enemy. No, he's already defeated.
Come on, at the cross.
But if you don't have understanding of this, you will think your prayer is actually getting the enemy off your back. Wrong. No, he's already off your back. Oh, God. You are just now in a place to now receive the materialization or manifestation of what has been purposed, which is truth.
Thank you, Lord.
That is why, here you go, that is why until you begin to meditate on the word, you won't have clarity on the word. Meditation brings clarification. Write it down. Meditation brings clarification.
Good.
The more you meditate, the more clear you have understanding of what is truth. And you have an understanding of who you are in regard to the word of God. Hallelujah. Let's go to Isaiah 61. I'm getting excited.
Okay.
Are y'all getting something?
Oh, yeah. That's
yes.
Nice.
Yes.
This is nuggets. This is good stuff this morning. Okay, Isaiah 61.
Say it again.
Isaiah 61. Hallelujah.
Meditate.
61. Okay.
Meditate. The more you meditate, the more clarity. Meditation brings clarity. And clarity brings you into understanding of what is purpose and what is truth. Understanding and what is truth.
Say that one more time.
Understanding brings you into truth. It brings you into what is purposed and what is truth. Understanding does, not knowledge. You can know the Bible from Genesis to Revelation and won't walk into purpose, or you will not embrace truth. Because you just have knowledge of scripture. The Bible says your enemy, the devil that attacks you, guess what? He knows the Bible too. You know that, right? Hello?
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
guess what?
Mm-hmm.
The thing you don't understand is he knows it better than you do. So if the enemy knows scripture, that means God ain't impressed with people that just know scripture.
Come on.
And just because you know scripture and can quote it doesn't mean that deliverance is going to manifest for you. But do you have understanding of scripture? Do you understand the application of scripture?
Mm-hmm.
Because listen, once you begin to apply it and put it into operation consistently, guess what? You're going to see devils flee. You're going to see a devil who is already defeated flee.
That's right.
And see, guess what? When you start declaring truth, guess what? What you are actually doing is reminding the devil of his defeat.
Mm-hmm.
When you remind the devil, you are already delivered.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to say, I am delivered. Now,
mm-hmm.
Lord, I want to be delivered. Lord, deliver me. So you got to quit asking God to deliver you and start declaring you are delivered. Isaiah 61, let's look at it. Here it goes. Oh, God, we're about to go deep. Here we go. Isaiah 61, I want Sister Teresa to read this. 1-3.
1-3.
Isaiah right. chapter 61, verse 1-3.
And it reads, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound.
Don't miss that.
You want me to say it again?
Keep going.
Keep going. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. To comfort all that mourn, and to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
Stop right there. Okay. Now this is the part, there's two things in this passage that is spoken in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, and Isaiah 61. Because in Luke chapter 4, 18, Jesus actually declares that the Spirit of the Lord is upon him.
Yes.
He goes into the synagogue, and he has handed the book of the prophet Isaiah, and he opens to this passage.
Right.
And he begins to declare this. He begins to declare the scripture, which means, again, Jesus found his place in the scripture. So in Luke chapter 4, 18, he is actually quoting an old covenant statement. He is making a declaration that he is bringing what was declared in the Old Testament into the present. Did you hear what I just said? He's
yes.
declaring Isaiah 61, but he's speaking it in the present tense.
Right.
So he
yes.
takes Isaiah 61 and he brings it into his now. He
mm.
takes Isaiah 61 and he brings it into his now. Remember, I told you in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, he's still fulfilling old covenant.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yeah. So he's fulfilling it. Everybody say he's fulfilling it, which means the word fulfill means to bring to an end, to complete it, to bring it to an abrupt end. He is finishing what was proclaimed by the prophets. What the prophets have proclaimed, the actual one has showed up to actually bring it to an end, to bring it to completion.
Thank you.
Are y'all getting somewhere? So Isaiah, now there's two things. Number one, everybody say, to proclaim liberty to the captive. And number two is to open prison doors to those who are bound. Come on, say that. To open prison doors to those that are bound. So in these two statements, proclaim liberty to the captives and open to the doors to the bound, this is in regard to deliverance. Okay? So now, the word proclaim, again, remember, it's a proclamation. Okay? The word proclaim there, I'm going to teach you something. The word proclaim there means this. Oh, this is going to be good. Get ready, put your seatbelt on. We're about to go deep. The word proclaim. In the Hebrew, it is the word karaw, K-A-W-R-A-W, karaw. It means this. It means this, to call out and to address by name. You better get the revelation. I'm about to go deep. I'm going to say it again. To call out and to address by name. Everybody say to call out.
To call out.
Hello.
And to address by way of name.
And to address by way of name.
Which means when God calls you out, he addresses you by your name.
Mm-hmm.
No, you missed what I just said. When he calls you out, he addresses you by name.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Everybody say he knows my name. He knows my name. Come on.
He knows my name.
Amen. So let's see this in the scripture. Go to John chapter 11, verse 43. John chapter 11, verse 43. We're going somewhere, people, God. John 11, 43.
John 11.
And verse 43. Yeah, remember, to call out and address by name. John chapter 11, verse 43. Come on, read that. Oh, this is good. Here you go. I need you to make the connections. We're connecting dots now. John 11,
43. Okay, John 11, 43 says, and when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth.
Oh, that's a place of faint right there. No, y'all missing it. Come on. Say it again. Read it one more time.
All right. And when he thus had spoken, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth.
Okay, finish reading. Look at this part.
What, the Lazarus come forth part?
No, right after that.
And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said,
Uh-huh.
Him. Let him go.
Woo! Stop right there. Come on, come on. Do you guys see it? Do you guys see it? I need you to see it. Remember, the word kalal means to call out and address by name, which means when God called out Lazarus, he called him by name.
Right.
Are y'all seeing it? Are y'all getting it? Are y'all getting it? He called him by name.
Yes.
He called him out, but he called him by name. And he came out hand and foot, and the Lord says, loose him and let him go.
Boom.
People of God, listen. This is now, let me bring it into present tense. Let me bring it into your reality. When God calls you out for your deliverance, he calling you by your name. Oh, God. You better correct this. He is going to address you by name. He's calling you out. Ronnie, come forth. Woo, glory to God.
Ronnie, come forth. Hallelujah.
Angie, come forth.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
This is God's
Thank
declaration.
You,
this is God's declaration.
Amen.
Now, so guess what? Now I'm going to go deeper now. This is what he does. Now, listen. Oh, you ready for this? I'm about to go deep, y'all. Here we go. When he does it, you ready for this? When God does this, call you out by name, he is not going to speak it through himself. He's going to speak it through you.
Mm-hmm.
What?
When he, I know it's deep. When he calls you out, he's going to do it through you.
Your declaration,
remember. So you have to say, Linda, come forth.
All right, Kathy, come forth.
He's going to put it in. Remember, it starts where? In you. So your mouth, so Kathy's mouth is going to say, Kathy, come forth.
Mm.
But when Kathy says, Kathy, come forth, it won't be Kathy, it will be God. Using Kathy's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be Ronnie.
That's awesome.
Calling him forth. It will be God using Ronnie's voice to call him forth.
Mm.
Why? Because it's your declaration that God considers what? Faith. I didn't lose y'all, did y'all? I know the revelation. I need you to get the revelation. When God starts speaking, when God declares for you to come forth, he is going to use your mouth. He's going to listen, the word kalal, to call out and address by name, but he's going to use your voice.
Right.
Because why? Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father. The Holy Spirit dwells where? On the inside of you. So the Holy Spirit on the inside of you will speak through you to call you forth.
Glory to God.
Come on. So y'all should be shouting right there. You should really lift up your hands and begin to watch. Because listen, God is showing you how to get delivered.
Glory be to God.
Because there's a lot of people waiting on God. And God is waiting on you. You wait for God to speak for your deliverance, and God's waiting for you to speak your own deliverance.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
God's waiting for you to call yourself forth.
Yeah.
Why? Now, why is that important? Because God gave man the authority in the earth. And listen, if God gave you the authority in the earth, guess what? Even your God, how powerful he is not going to usurp your authority.
Hallelujah.
Did you hear what I said? God is not going to serve your authority. That's your authority. Why? Because he gave it to you. And God is not an Indian giver. He doesn't give something and then take it away.
Not nice. Not nice.
He is not. He is giving you authority. He gave you power. That's why he said, I give you power over all the power of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what your Bible says? He's giving you power over all the power of the enemy?
Mm-hmm.
So if God gave you the power over all the power of the enemy, why ain't you open your mouth declaring truth and declaring what has been purposed? And then he said, listen, and then he said this, to proclaim, verse 2, he said this, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. It's that same word, proclaim, it's the same word, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. You have to proclaim the acceptable year. You got to say, no, devil, this is my year. This is my year to be delivered. This is my year to prosper. This is my year to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
This is my year to come all the way into what God promised me.
Yes, sir.
And listen, when you start talking like that, God says, oh, she's talking faith now. Oh, he's talking faith now. So angels,
hallelujah.
Go and do it for her. Go and manifest
thank
it for her.
Because
she's speaking faith. She's speaking line with truth, and she's speaking line with purpose. So now I have to manifest what she's declaring because she's speaking in line with truth.
Uh-huh.
And when you start speaking like this, it's an indication you have understanding of this, not just knowledge of it.
Right.
Yeah.
You got to have understanding of this. And see, when you have listen, people, God, I'm going to say this, and I need you to grab this. When you have understanding of something, you start speaking a certain way.
Mm.
You don't just speak everything just because your preacher tells you. Well, you need to say this. You need to declare this. No, no, no. What is God telling you in this season to declare? I'm showing you how to, listen, I'm showing you not how to get delivered. I'm showing you how to receive the manifestation of your deliverance. Because whether you realize it or not, you're already delivered.
Amen.
What your declaration does, it actually materializes or manifests what is already purposed.
Mm.
So don't declare something as it's going to happen. Declare it as it's already done. Jesus said on the cross, it's finished. Now, the question you got to ask yourself is, what are you saying? If Jesus says it's finished, what are you saying? Are you saying it's finished, mm-hmm. or are you still crying out waiting for God to come see about you?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all too quiet. Don't get quiet on me now. I'm preaching. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord Jesus.
So the question you got to ask yourself, again, let's move on. What does deliverance to the captive entail?
Mm-hmm.
What does deliverance to the captive? Because remember, he said deliverance what? To proclaim liberty to the captive or deliverance to the captive. So what does that entail? 2 Corinthians. Let's go to 2 Corinthians. I'm almost done, people of God. I'm just laying foundation. We ain't even got to deep stuff yet.
2 Corinthians,
chapter 6, verse 1 and 2.
2 Corinthians 6, 1 and 2.
And 1 and 2. I want you to read it three times.
All right.
2 Corinthians chapter 6, 1 and 2.
Chapter 6, 1 and 2. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he says, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored you and I helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
Notice now. The word salvation there is the same word as deliverance. Did you see that? The word salvation is not just talking about the salvation. The word salvation there, it has to do with wholeness. That means every area of your life is to come into a line with purpose. That's what that word salvation, it means wholeness. Every area of your life being made whole. When Jesus says, would you be made whole? Remember God told the man, would you be made whole?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He was not just talking about his present ailment. He was speaking to every area of his life. See, when God speaks, he's not just speaking to the area that we think we need deliverance in. Well, I need deliverance in my mind. So you cry out with just your mind on your mind. But you're not thinking wholeness. You're not thinking about when God speaks, he speaks to every area. So wholeness has to do with every area, not just what you think you need deliverance from. I need deliverance from my mouth. I'm always cussing. I'm always speaking negative. So guess what? When you ask God for deliverance, you only have your mouth in mind. And that is not wholeness. Because salvation has to do with every area of your life. Now, when the Bible says, in acceptable time, I have heard you. And listen, that word is that same word that we read earlier, yomei. It means a space of time associated with purpose. Acceptable time, I have heard you. And in the day of deliverance, I have already helped. I have already helped you. I have already helped you. Did y'all hear? I have already done it. I've already done this.
Right.
Watch. Because you, so guess what? So if God has already done it, then you have to speak in line to what has already been done.
Right.
No, now, look at the word. Now, I'm going to read it in the Amplified Version. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2, he says, for he says, in a time of favor and a short welcome, I have listened to and heeded your call. I have helped you in the day of deliverance. I have helped you in the day of deliverance. The day of salvation. Behold, now is truly the time for gracious welcome, deliverance in the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now is the day of deliverance. That means what's present, not what's future. It's what's
right
now. And that is predicated on what you are declaring.
Yes.
Now let's go to Psalm 14, Psalm 50. And we'll close out with this. And then we'll pick this up next week. We're going to go deep. Psalm chapter 50. Hallelujah.
Psalm 15.
Psalm chapter 50. Psalm chapter 50, 50.
50
Psalm chapter 50. Verse 14 and 15.
Verse 14. Whoops, I went too far. Hold on.
Okay.
I apologize.
It's all good. It's all good.
Hold on just a second.
50.
Page, master. Verse
14 and 15. Here you go. This is deep right here. I need you to see this.
All right. Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me.
Read it one more time. Did y'all see that?
Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me.
Okay. Notice it says, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will what?
Deliver
I will deliver you.
Never.
Now listen, when God's saying, remember, when God said, I will deliver you, I don't want you to have the mindset of God is going to come and deliver you. Remember, you already delivered. Because remember, this is old covenant. Everybody said this is old covenant when David's speaking.
It's old covenant when David's
speaking. This is old covenant. Which means this was something God was going to do. In the new covenant, in the new testament, you are already delivered. You are already free. You are already, listen, it's just that you don't have understanding of it. You have knowledge of something, but you don't yet have understanding of it. Remember, we're coming into what? Understanding. So, notice what it says. It says, offer unto God thanksgiving. offer unto God thanksgiving. Everybody say thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
So guess what? Thanksgiving means this. Thanksgiving is you only thank someone when you have received something. Again, yeah. I gave you this scenario. If I gave you a gift, your response to what you receive is what?
Thanks. Thank you.
Come on, I need everyone to say it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
So guess what? It's the same thing with God. If you believe, listen, every time you say, God, thank you for my deliverance, God sees that you believe you receive. He sees it.
Yes.
That you believe you receive.
Yeah.
So when you thank him, you're thanking him for something that's already done. You're not thanking him for something you need him to do. Mm-hmm. I'm not thanking God because I need him to deliver me. Lord, I thank you that you're going to come and deliver me. Wrong. Mm-mm. I thank you that I'm delivered. I thank you I'm healed. I thank you I'm prosperous. I thank you that I've already recovered. I thank you that every one of my needs is met.
Because
this is wholeness, people of God. So listen. Now, it says, and pay your vow. Everybody say, pay my vow.
Pay my vow.
Now, pay your vow. Now, look, let me tell you what this means, because a lot of people run, well, I got to get it. It's not always talking about money, people. God, the word pay the vow, it is the Hebrew word nadir, N-A-Y-D-E-R. It means this, a promise performed, or it means a promise to God that is performed or carried out. It also means to perform or carry out a thing promised. Perform, write this down, perform or carry out a thing promised. Listen, now this is connected to the instruction that you get from God.
Right.
When God says carry out a thing promised, he's talking based on the instruction that you have received.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, because listen, every time you pray, there are instructions that God is going to give you to do. In other words, let me use this for an example. I'm believing for a house, right? I'm believing for a house. I pray about it, Father. I thank you for it. Now, in my time of waiting, pay attention to this, in my time of waiting, there are specific instructions that God's going to give you in prayer. Now, what the instructions you receive is the thing promised you must carry out.
Mm-hmm.
That's the word which means pay your vow.
Yeah.
It means this, write this down, an obedient response. An obedient response. So even though I say, God, thank you for my deliverance, you still got to heed to the instruction that he gives you.
Mm.
He might say, call this person, call this number, do this, go here, you're looking for a house. He'll say, okay, get in your car and go to such and such. God is going to give you specific instructions. And as you carry out those instructions, you are actually paying your vow. Because it means, it's the word again, nadir, which means a promise carried out, to perform a carry out promise.
But we already know in our minds that it's already there.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to listen. You have to carry out the instruction. What I'm trying to get you to say, you have to, whatever God tells you to do, there's instruction that God gives you.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? Remember, when you carry out the performed promise, you are now, that also is your declaration.
Mm-hmm.
If not just your confession, but when you carry out. When you carry out the obedience response, God sees you still declaring.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When you carry out the instruction, God says, oh, she's speaking in line with purpose. She's speaking because, listen, oh, God, your obedience is a verbal response. Write it down. My obedience is a verbal response to God. Why? Because your action is speaking of faith. Faith is what? Corresponding action. Everybody say corresponding action.
Corresponding action.
That's what faith is. It means to carry out corresponding action. But to God, it is a verbal faith state. So once you make that verbal statement, whether it's through your mouth or do a carry out response, God now materializes or manifest what is promise, what is purpose.
Amen.
And that is in regard to your and my deliverance. We're going to close there, and we're going to pick this up next week. We're going to pray now because, listen, that which we have just declared this morning, we got to pray it.
Okay.
We got to ask God now, God, give us understanding of this.
Amen.
That's why I told you, you're going to have to meditate. You're going to have to go back and everything that you received this morning in your own personal time, you're going to have to go now and meditate on the word because God is going to give you clarity. And when he gives you clarity, it's coming with instruction.
Okay.
And when he gives you an instruction, please obey God.
Amen. Oh, God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sister Teresa, I'm going to let you start us off, and I want you to pray in line with what you received this morning. That's how I want everyone to pray. When you pray, I want you to pray in regard to the word that you received. Starting off with Sister Teresa first, go right ahead. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord God, give you thanks today for the words that you have sent through Brother David, so that we can have not only knowledge, but understanding of what you're saying to us, Father God. We give you thanks that you strengthen our faith and that you strengthen everything that we need to know so that we can communicate with you and show you that we mean business, that we know who you are and we know who we are in you. Father
yeah.
God, I give you thanks that your Holy Spirit is within us. And through the Holy Spirit, you give us the words to declare. Whenever we come to you, Father God, we thank you that we know that you hear us and we know that you love us and we know that you answer us, Father God. Thank you for the words that we learned today. Thank you, Father God, for the reminders for those of us who already knew it. And thank you for the opening up of our spiritual eyes to those of us who had not gotten this information into our spirit. Thank you, Lord God, that you are faithful. You promised us that your word is what you want us to have as a weapon, that you want us to have as the assurance that you are here with us and that you want everything good for us, Father God, because every good gift comes from you. And we give you thanks for David and for Kathy and for everybody in this group that we join every week to seek you, to seek your word, and to learn how to come closer to you, Father God. This is our desire. Make it our declaration, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, bless our mouth so that we can declare with faith and with assurance that what you have said, what you have promised, is what you are giving us. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Sister Linda.
Glory to you, my Father. Glory to you, my Father. Glory to you, Father God. Oh, hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Praise you.
Thank you.
We praise you for the opening of your word, Father God. We praise you, Lord, for the enlightenment that you bring us, Lord. We praise you, Lord, that you delight when we open your word and we want to know more about you, Lord, that we eagerly come on Saturday to hear your word, to hear from you, my Father God. Lord, that this would be a habit that we develop daily, Father God, to come before you, to hear what you have to say to us, Father God. To eat of your word, Father God. To receive the seeds that you have to plant into our hearts, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that it is finished. It is finished.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes.
Everything, Father God, has been accomplished through our Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, I thank you, Lord, that it is a done deal. That there is no battle, Father God, that hasn't been won already by you, my Father. I thank you, Lord, for your greatness. I thank you, Lord, for the unfolding of who you are and all that you have for us, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for the revealing to us of the power that we hold in you, my Father.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord, for the revealing of the purpose, of the promise, of the assurance, Father God, that you have given to us, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for the revealing of your truth. I thank you, Lord, for the revealing of your word. And I thank you, Lord, that today something has changed in us, Father God, that the way that we view ourselves and the way that we view you and your word, Father God, has changed in us today. And when we approach those moments, Father God, where we seek deliverance or we seek aid from you, Father God, we will approach those moments, Father God, with the assurance that it is finished. And that you are on your throne, and that you, Almighty God, are who we are coming to. And we know beyond a shadow of a doubt, Father God, that we have the things that we ask of you, Father God, because we are asking according to your will and to your word, and according to the purpose for which you send your word out into this world, Father God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for sharpening us this morning, for causing us to sharpen iron, iron sharpening iron today, Father God, through this revelation, Father God, of who you are and what your word is to us, and how dear, Father God, this unveiling is, Father God. Lord, thank you for the increase in our faith. We receive it today, Father. Thank you, Lord, for that shot of faith that you have given us today, Father God.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, Lord, most of all, that it is finished, Lord. It is finished because of you, my Father, because of you, and that we approach everyday life, Father God, reminded of that truth, Father God, that it is finished. We give you all glory, all honor, all praise. All power is yours, my Father. All power is yours, my Father. And I thank you that you have called us by name to come into partnership with you in the freeing of the captives, Father. We don't take it lightly, Father. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we honor you, Lord. And we give you praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. I want Angie to pray, and then I want Kathy to close us out. Angie, can you pray?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father, Lord, we just thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for this morning, Lord. We thank you for Prophet David for giving us an amazing word, Lord, on something that each one of us personally need at this time and have looked for. We've looked for deliverance in all places, oh God. And Lord, we thank you that we were able to receive the blueprint of what you want us to do, oh God. We thank you, Father. We just thank you for allowing us to be able to have authority and dominion over everything that we're dealing with here on earth, Lord. We thank you that you have trusted us, Lord, to walk into our purpose, oh God. And we thank you, God, that you are the one who is giving us power, Lord. We are not able to get our own power, Lord, but you instill power. You instill truth. You instill everything that we need in this time, oh God. We thank you that each one of us and each person on this call will be able to get in their quiet place, in their secret place, oh God, and seek you like they've never seek you before, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, that we are in a position where we can receive clarification in the meditation that we have on your word, Lord. We thank you that your word is food to us that hunger for your words, hunger for your presence, oh God. And we thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord, for there's no one quite like you, oh God. We thank you, Father. Lord, we just thank you also, Lord, that we have the faith to declare and to pull our deliverance, Lord. We thank you that with faith, all things are possible, Lord. We thank you that the action that we're putting to our faith to be able to be delivered is what we need at this time, oh God. We thank you. We give you honor and praise that there is no way in this world that the devil can take us down because he has been defeated before we even declared it, Lord. We thank you that angels are coming down right now to be able to fight for us and give us exactly what we have desired, Lord. You told us to take delight in you, Lord, and you will give us the desires of our heart, God. And we desire closer relationship with you, Lord. We desire a deliverance, Lord, of all the different things that we deal with, whether it's our mind, whether it's our heart, whether it's our physical health, whether it's deliverance from our enemies, deliverance of shame, deliverance of financial distraught. Lord, we thank you that we are not in a place of lack, Lord. You have placed us in position to walk into our dominion and walk into our purpose as kingdom citizens, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, that you are giving us power, Lord. Lord, you did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, Lord. We will not be fearful of everything that the enemy feels like he's giving us, Lord, because we have the victory, oh God. We have achieved victory where we have never seen it before, Lord, because we trust you, oh God. We thank you right now that every prayer, every want and need that everyone on this call and all of our kingdom citizens, and even those who have not yet found you, Lord, and I pray for them as well, that we will be able to get everything that we need in this time, Lord. We praise you that all the different things that we are dealing with right now are not even compared to the joy that is coming, Lord. That pain is temporary, oh God. But we thank you that the pain is temporary for the purpose and the promise that we have that lasts forever, oh God. We thank you. We praise you, Lord. We know that living in lack, living in pain, living in sorrow, living in anxiety and depression is not what you have for us, Lord. You have given us so much more than we understand and what we feel that we have, Lord. But we thank you that we are able to tap in to the inside of us in the Holy Spirit to get everything that you have for us, Lord. You have called us to be smart, to be strong, to be able to handle anything that we are able to do, oh God. And we thank you that in the times we feel weak, we're able to tap inside of us, Lord, and tap into the Holy Spirit to be able to hear you, God. I pray that hearing your voice is clearer than ever, Lord. We pray that direction and instruction is needed to the clarification that we get from your word, oh God. We thank you that in this time we're able to understand, have more understanding of the truth that you have for us, oh God. And we thank you, Lord,
We thank you for a new year, Lord. Every day is a new opportunity to change whatever was from yesterday, the week before. You have given us a new beginning on this morning, Lord. And we pray that in this new beginning, in this time that we have with you, oh God, that we are able to move forward in what you have for us, Lord. All things have passed away, but we are embracing the new and walking into our purpose and remembering our identity in you, oh God. We give you power. We give you praise. I'm sorry. We give you praise. We give you honor. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Happy.
Amen. Hallelujah, Father. We bless you, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, where we just declare great grace upon us, oh God. Grace, Lord God, that's sufficient, Lord God. The grace, Lord God, that will help us to maintain our confession. Lord God, you are the apostle of our confession. So we thank you, Lord God, that we're confessing what's already established. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you that you've empowered us to prosper, that you're powering us, Lord God, in every area of our lives. You're making us whole, Lord God. We thank you for it. You have given us salvation. You told us to work out our own soul salvation. So we thank you for wholeness. We thank you, Lord God, in every area of our lives, oh God. And we take, Lord God, this information that we have received today, and we promise that we will meditate in it, God. We will meditate for the purpose of manifestation, Lord God, because we know that it already belongs to us. And so we thank you for the grace, Lord God, the grace that you place upon us, Lord God, the grace, Lord God, to get through this time, the grace, Lord God, to move into the manifestation, the grace, Lord God, to come into understanding, the grace, Lord God, where we can meditate and get understanding of your word. We declare over ourselves, Lord God, today that we have, Lord God, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your scriptures, understanding of what you're saying. Lord God, we have understanding. We've already won the victory. And so, Lord God, we have already overcome, Lord God. And so we thank you, Lord God, for your word this morning. We pray, Lord God, for every heart, Lord God, that came into receptivity, that we are receiving that which you have for us to meditate on. And so we just thank you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for the man of God, that you will continue to pour into him, Lord God, that he may pour out to us, Lord God, that we will be able to walk in victory, and that, Lord God, that we've already won, Lord God, as it is this day. Our faith is working now, God, because we're declaring it out of our mouth. You said that it is in our mouth, Lord God, which the manifestation takes place. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you so much, Lord God, for the vessel that you utilized this morning. And we thank you that you're pouring right back into him, oh God, to pour out more. And so we receive and we believe, Lord God, today. And we pray, Lord God, against the adversary that comes against us to steal those words. This word will not be stolen because we declare it out of our mouth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you are protecting this word, that the people of God will continue to declare this word, Lord God, back to you, that it may be established in the earth on our behalf in the name of Jesus. So we thank you so much, oh God. We bless you. We adore you. We magnify you. We give you thanksgiving, Lord God, for everything that's been said to us today in the name of Jesus. You said that the memory of the righteous is blessed. So Holy Spirit, we thank God for you, that you're bringing all things to our remembrance, that you're going to help us, Lord God, and to even understand what has been proclaimed and declared to us today. And so we bless you and we praise you and we pray over our day, Lord God, that you are with us, that you are leading and guiding us, because we are your sheep and we know your voice. And the voice of any stranger, we're not following, but we're following your voice. So we're being obedient to what you tell us to do on this day in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we're experiencing the upgrade in the name of Jesus. So we bless you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And amen.
Now listen up, everyone. I'm going to say this last statement, then I'm going to let you go. I'm going to share real briefly what we're going to be covering during this series. First thing I want you to understand, again, I want you to meditate on this throughout the rest of the day. Listen, when you understand what has been destined for you, it becomes in you a determined desire. It becomes in you, which means your deliverance is not in God's mouth, it's in your mouth. Did you hear what I just said? It's not in God's mouth, it's in your mouth. You must now say what he has already said to you. If he say you deliver, you better say you're delivered. If he say you're healed, you better say you're healed.
Amen.
It's already. And God sees when you declare that, that is a faith statement to him. Amen. So look, I just want to briefly share some things that we're going to cover through this series. One of the things in the later part, we're going to get into the strong man. Amen. We're going to deal with the stronghold define, what a stronghold divine, how strongholds become demonic, how strongholds become demonic. And guess what? One of the things I want you to understand is this. How does demons build strongholds? Guess what? They don't. You do. Demons don't build strongholds. You do. And I'm going to tell you what that is later. Amen. So listen, don't miss not one of these Saturday morning as we get into some deep area in the area of deliverance. And I'm telling you, when you get this, because this is a time of being equipped. The Bible says the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher is to what? Equip the saints for the work of ministry. So this is your time of equipping. Amen. Anyone have any prayer requests before we are dismissed? First of all, did everyone, was everyone blessed by the word? Did everyone receive the word?
Absolutely.
Yes. Lord. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Does anyone have any emergency prayer requests or anything that we need to cover in prayer? Come on, I know y'all intercessors too. I've been teaching on intercession. I know some people know some things they need to pray for. There's always something to pray for.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's good? Everybody good?
Well, amen. Let's pray concerning, can I mention the October?
Go right ahead. Yeah, go right ahead.
So the Lord placed on my heart in October 7th, mark your calendars, ladies, women, we're going to get together and we're going to have a prayer meeting and we're going to pray over our children, over the men, and we're just basically the whole family. And so I'm going to have all the women come wherever the location may be. It'll be announced. For right now, I'm just setting it at the place where we always meet on 1307 East Compton Boulevard, unless something changed. So women in white, the wailing women in white, we're going to be praying. And I want you to bring your pictures or whatever the point of contact, because we're going to pray in faith over the family. Amen. Because now is the time that we really got, especially in October, because that is an appointed time, you know, usually of the adversary that month, you know, because the world celebrates Halloween. And so we got to get on our faces as the women of God. The only way we're going to see the handle, which is the men, we're going to have to continue to pray for them and pray in their direction. So get your white, get ready. On the month of September, we're going to be fasting and praying. And I'll give you more details as the Lord give it to me. So be ready.
Also, too, I just want to say those, if you want to confirm that you are going to come, you can go to the website, ignitefiretoday.com, click on events, and you can register or confirm that you're going to come so we'll know who's all coming. Amen. Amen. God bless you, people. God, listen, I want to go ahead.
My prayer request on that, I want to bring some heavy hitters. So, ladies, can you please, and men, can you please pray that there will be a response concerning that? I want to bring in some major intercessors, okay?
Amen. Amen. Now, listen, people of God, again, I want to remind you, listen, I need you to get some people that you know need deliverance on this call. Listen, just tell them, listen, just get on for a good hour. I promise you, they will be blessed. So I need you this week to do the work of an evangelist and get some people on for next week. I'm going to elaborate on what I shared before we go deeper into what the Spirit of God wants to say. So I want you to do that. Also, August the 28th, I will be at Brother Ronnie's church ministering for those that will be in attendance. The pastor asked me to minister on that day, so I will be ministering too for those that are in the LA area. Praise the Lord. God bless you, everyone. Listen, I pray a backlash prayer over you, and I declare that the word that was sown in you this morning, that it has taken root in your spirit, and the enemy will not be able to steal the seed that was sown. I want you to have a blessed day. Again, don't forget to make sure you are sharing the gospel with the lost. Sharing the gospel with the lost. Make sure you're reaching out to people who do not know Jesus. Because as we get closer to the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, nothing is more important than bringing men and women to Jesus Christ. I'm so excited. Pray for Rosemary and Ronnie next month. They're going to actually be getting married. We're so excited about that. Hallelujah. So keep the man and woman of God in prayer. I'm so excited about their marriage next month. Amen. And so please keep them in prayer. And we just pray the blessing of the Lord upon each one of you. And until
what
we meet again
next
week.
The 11th?
I think it's the 11th.
Oh, okay.
September 11th. So God bless you, everyone. Listen, have a wonderful, blessed day. Until next week, if you have any prayer requests, anything, again, I want to remind you, don't forget to go to the website and share the testimony. If this word has been blessed you or any of the words have been blessed, I need everyone to do that for me. Go to the website, ignitefiretoday.com, or go to our email, prayercenter@usa.com, and just share a brief testimony how this word has impacted your life through this time of teaching, not just this teaching, but other teachings we've done. If you've been blessed anyway by this ministry, I need you to do that. The Lord has instructed me to do that, and so I need your obedience to do that. Go to the website or email prayercenter@usa.com and just share a brief testimony. Amen. God bless you, everyone. Have a wonderful day.
Amen. God bless everybody.
You
thank you, man of God. Hallelujah.
Love you guys.
Amen. God bless. Bye-bye.
Have a blessed day.